Anabaptists sow discord this way, by naming themselves after a bunch of different people and coming up with a bunch of traditions. Straw hats, suspenders, no mustaches, can't drive a car, can't drive a car. The Amish are so hypocritical. They can't drive a car, but they got gas generators to make mammon on the sawmill. They can't have a phone, but for business. Can I borrow your phone? Make a phone call? What a bunch of hypocrites. I know a lot of Amish men that smoke and cuss and fornicate, as well as Mennonites. Yeah, the worldly people do it too. But you would expect something different from so-called Anabaptists, but they aren't that all that different. Anabaptists are lost in their sin. Anabaptists are lost in their man-made traditions. Anabaptists are lost in the ways of the world. Yes, Anabaptists are worldly in many, many ways. But the Bible says in James 4:4, to be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God. And 1 John 2:15 says, if you love the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in you. So it's truthful to come and tell you these things. It's loving to come and tell you these things. It's loving to tell you the truth of God. You got to come out of the world. Wickedness. Probably could be demons. You never know. Could be demons. We see a lot of that stuff. I don't take commands from foolish youth, young man. Sorry. I hope you repent. I love you. What a glorious day to lift up Jesus Christ. What a glorious day to proclaim the truth of God's word. What a glorious day to warn our neighbor you're on their way to sin and judgment, death and hell. You're already living in sin. We've asked over and over, Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist. Why are you? What's the biblical gospel? How can you name yourself after a man? Not one Anabaptist man. We've been here for hours. Not one Anabaptist man brought the Holy Scriptures. Not one Anabaptist man could contend in the Word of God. What we got is a bunch of mockers, and that's okay. You know why? You might say, why do you do this? Why do you do this? Well, here's why we do it. The love of God, He tells us to go and preach. The gospel must go out to worldly people, everybody. To contend for the faith once delivered, read the book of Jude, verse 3. We also put it on the internet. We don't make any money, not a penny. Google Anabaptists Exposed. We usually come up number one on Google. Google Pinecraft Exposed. We usually come up number one on Google. And why do we do that? Our neighbors are being deceived by the false religion of the Anabaptists. Our neighbors are being deceived by worldliness and carnality. And so we do it for a whole bunch of reasons. We do it for God's glory. We do it because you're going to lose your soul. We do it to warn our neighbors. I don't know if I need any other reason than that. I don't know. Sometimes I got to come to the realization I'm not at an Anabaptist place. I must be at a worldly place. You guys are every year getting more worldly and worldly and wicked. Yet the Bible says holiness. Without holiness, no one will see God. You're not holy, Anabaptists. You're worldly. You're fleshly. You're carnal. You live in sin and man-made traditions. You can't open the scriptures and defend the gospel you preach because you don't preach a gospel. But you're good at shuffleboard. You're good at volleyball.
Where's the Bible?
You're good at bocce ball.
Where's the Bible?
You're good at riding around on bikes.
I'm good at that. Where's your Bible?
What are you good at?
So why did Christ come into the world? Christ came into the world to seek and save the lost. See, this is a problem with the Anabaptists. You got to know that you're lost and you're a sinful person before you can even respond to the gospel. Most Anabaptists are born into it, and they grow up like, I was born a Christian in the Anabaptist faith, and they don't realize, I never got drunk, a lot of them do, but I never smoked cigarettes, a lot of them do, I've never fornicated, a lot of them do, and I'm so much better than the people around me. If you're not humble to see what a sinner you are, if you're not humble and low and contrite, the Bible says the meek will inherit the earth. Meek is not weak. Meek is not. Oh, hello guys, I'm here to talk to you about the gospel. Meek is submitted to the word and the spirit of God in your ways.
I can tell you're not for
real. When you're meek, your life is controlled in every way by the word of God. How you talk, how you dress, who you associate with, what you preach, how you live, how you spend your money, who you associate with. If I didn't say that one yet. This is meekness. Meekness is submitted to the word of God. Anabaptists aren't meek. Anabaptists are corrupt and lost in their man-made traditions. And that's why we go to tell the truth. That's why our website tells the truth. Jesus said, go preach the gospel. I've been preaching it all day.
Brother, you must have something to say. Let me hold the little one's hand. Here, hold my hand. Come here. Hold my hand.
Can I grab your foot lamp?
I just wanted to. I don't want to blast them. Keep them behind me. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Tell the truth. No.
You know what I find one of the most shameful things here? You have an older man in the faith who's actually trying to preach Christ crucified and the biblical gospel. There's a bunch of older men here. Not one of them is coming to bring a Bible. Yeah, I'm shaming you. They're standing on pedal bikes or playing shuffleboard. The youth are running in circles like foolishness, mocking the preaching of God's word. Go read what happened in the Bible when youths mocked a prophet of God. God sent a bear and killed him. Have you ever read that in the Bible, or don't you even know what God's word says? And you youths are mocking the preaching of God's word. You're laughing at it. You think it's funny to drive around in circles. You think it's funny to have somebody rev a motorbike when the gospel of Jesus Christ is being preached to you. And not one of the old men or even young men will come with the word of God and stand to reason and not defend sin. You should be ashamed of yourselves in your man-made religion laughing at the truth of God. Jesus said it's going to be worse for you on the day of judgment than it will be for Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah, those travestites, those transgender gay people doing pride parades will have it better on the day of judgment than you religious hypocrites who trample the truth of God and trample the blood of Jesus Christ and mock it. The servant that knows his master's will and doesn't do it will be guilty of more stripes. Do you have anything to say for yourself? Where are the old men with the Bibles?
They're playing shuffleboard. Well, they don't have their Bibles, but they're playing.
I need to shame you here. I'm a young man. I'm new in the faith. I need to temper myself because I want to rebuke the old men, and I cannot. It is not my biblical standing. But why are you trying to rebuke the street preacher and not the young men burning circles with motorbikes? Why are you not standing with the Bible and reasoning in God's truth? Why are you not rebuking those who are mocking the truth of God's word? You need to be ashamed of yourself, sir. I love you enough to care for you, but you're a mocker. You mock God's truth. What makes you different from the world that mocks God's truth? The fact that you claim to go to church, you mock God's truth.
Church won't save you. Your Anabaptist ways won't save you. Thank you, brother.
If I keep going, I'm going to get really right.
The Anabaptist ways won't save you. Church isn't going to save you. Being born an Anabaptist won't save you. Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist, Anabaptist. None of this is going to save you. Look at the fruit of your life, young people, old people, middle-aged people. You do not look like biblical Christians in your actions, your dress, your theology, your man-made religion. You do not have the fruit of being born of God. So that's why it's important that we come and we preach the truth. Maybe there's 2,000 people here today. I don't know how many there was over the course of the whole day. If one person goes, you know, a couple of things they said is true. I need to look into this. And I'm dead in my grave years from now. And they come out of this man-made religion because of God preaching the truth through us. I'm happy with that. I'll take all the mockers and ignore them. All the old men that don't have a standing in God's word. They love to bring up your pre-conversion sin while they live in their sin and gluttony. They live in their man-made traditions. They live in their false gospels. They live in their worldliness and their ecumenicalism. We haven't even talked about that today. The Anabaptists are evermore going, well, the Roman Catholics, you know, they could be our brothers and sisters, and they're uniting with evangelicals all over, and, you know, they're becoming more and more ecumenical. When 500 years ago, the Catholics and the evangelicals were killing the Anabaptists. Why? The Anabaptist men back then were fiery preachers of righteousness and the gospel. Not guys in skinny pants riding around on bikes, eating ice cream, playing bocce ball. Shameful, as my brother said. Shameful that the old men and the fathers have allowed this Anabaptist tradition to go further in the carnal ditch than it ever was. How shameful. And how wicked. So we just represent the light of Christ, and we shine it against man-made religion. We do it outside Catholic places, Mormon, any evangelical, any man-made religion. They're all man-made. We go out into the world. Yeah, before you say it, we reach out to the homeless. We feed them. We give them the gospel. We do it all by the glory of God. We don't just focus on you. You're not any more special. We don't love you any more than the lost people of the world. But you're just as lost as they are. In many ways, you're more lost. This man riding this bike, this Amish man, he may be more lost than the drunk in the gutter I minister to. You know why? The drunk may know he's a sinner and he needs a savior. That guy goes, might go, I'm an Amish. I've been born an Amish. I'm fine. He's got pride in his standing before God. When the Bible says you need to be low, humble, you need to be humiliated by your sin and your man-made traditions and get low before God. And then cry out to God and he'll lift you up. The Anabaptists walk around in pride. I'm proud to be an Anabaptist. I'm proud of my father's heritage, my ancestors. Pride is a sin. Go read Proverbs 6:17. And if you're not proud to be an Anabaptist, a Mennonite, or Amish, go look at your building. It says it right on it. Go look at your literature. 90% of the time it says it. Mennonite church, Amish church. Oh, a few of them have gotten rid of the name, but they're still Mennonite and Amish under the cover. It don't matter. We have non-denominational churches in America that are false, just like you have non-Anabaptist named churches that are false. So yeah, I find it amazing. All this time, all these hours, preaching the truth, preaching the gospel, I haven't heard one Bible verse from anybody. What I've heard is mocking. I've heard mockery. I've heard foolishness. We've seen foolishness and mockery. You know, they called the police on me for the fourth year in a row. And I will be back. I promise you, if the Lord wills, I'll be back. So will my brother and sisters. I wonder if the wicked Anabaptists will call the police on us again. At some point, the police are going to go, hey, they're not breaking the law. Why are we coming out here? But I like when the police show up. You know why? We preach the gospel to them.
Sir. Here's a definition.
We preach the gospel for them. We preach the gospel to them and we tell them the truth. Are you bringing me Bible verses or are you bringing me Webster definition?
I'm bringing you a definition because you're using.
That's a worldly definition. Go look up the Bible verse on mocking. Yeah. Go look up the Bible verse on mocking and bring that.
Mocking is insulting.
Go bring the Bible verse on mocking. Go do that. You're bringing Webster's dictionary. Go bring God's word. Bring it up.
I'll bring you the definition.
Bring it up. Mockery, foolishness, non-soberness, if that's a word, not being sober. And we know, ready? We know when someone doesn't want the truth of God. Why? They laugh about the things of God. They come in your face and go, answer my question no matter what. I didn't come here to answer your questions. You gotta be kidding me. I came here to preach Jesus, and any listener, a hearer of God's word can hear it. I didn't come here to entertain you. See, you all like to be entertained. Look at this. Bikes, beach, volleyball, ice cream shops. You all come to be entertained. This street preacher did not come to entertain you. My brothers and sisters aren't here to entertain you. We're here to represent Jesus Christ. And we're here to talk to seekers of the gospel. If you're here to defend your Mennonite faith, go away from us. We don't want to talk to you. Good. Then quit coming up to me then. You're defending the mockery, the foolishness, the unbiblical ways of the Anabaptist faith. It won't stand. Go look at the amount of times Jesus talked to the Pharisees, and go look at how many words Jesus had versus the Pharisees. He rebuked them and called them hypocrites, 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 hypocrites. I just basically quoted you Matthew 23. And John the Baptist said, what verse are you quoting? What verse are you quoting?
Okay, this is Proverbs 20,
okay,
where it says, and the definition for mocker is to scorn or make mouths that talk arrogant.
There you go. Thank you very much. So, to scorn the word of God. We've seen the scorn the word of God going on all over today in the old men, the youth. Thank you for clarifying that and verifying what I've been telling you, that mockery has gone on. When we stand outside Anabaptist churches, my brother and sister stood outside the Anabaptist church, and they almost ran us over like cattle. We stood outside the door just waiting with our Bibles. The door swung open. 4 minutes, and 150 people were gone out of the parking lot in 4 minutes. Do we look dangerous? Brother, are you armed? Do you have any guns on you? He doesn't have any guns. I don't have any guns. They run like a bunch of cowards. Why? Why? Yeah, you are, sir. You're a mocker. Sure you are. Take a gospel card and email me then if you're interested in truth. Okay, there you go. You're not interested in truth? Take it and go test yourself. Well, people that are interested in truth don't sit there and yell and mock. Sure you do. They don't sit there and go, what about this? What about that? What about that? Did I come to your church and interrupt your pastor's preaching? Did I? Did I come to yours and interrupt yours? Whose pastor did I come and interrupt this preaching? Anybody raise your hand. Then don't interrupt mine. Seems fair. Don't interrupt mine. You don't like what I'm saying? Go away. I may not be here for you. Good. Go away, feminist woman. I'm probably not here for you. There you go. Go away. You don't want to hear the word of God? You don't want to hear why you're living in sin? You don't want to hear the call to repentance? Go away. Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. Jesus said, let the blind lead the blind into the ditch. There we go. This is how you clear out the crowd. This is how you find out who's a truth seeker and who's not. What's that?
John 10, my sheep hear my voice.
Yeah. Yeah, so my brother just said John 10. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they practice man-made religion. No. My sheep hear my voice, and they make a mockery when the preacher of righteousness shows up. No. John 10 says, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Are you following the biblical Savior? Are you following Christ in spirit and truth? Have you lost your life to be a biblical Christian? Have you lost your family? All the fancy cars are going to burn. Everything's going to burn. My van's going to burn. Your faith system's going to burn. Your three-wheel bikes are going to burn. Your pride and vanity's going to burn. Christ is coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. That's you. If you live outside of His truth. His sheep hear His voice and they follow Him. You don't follow Jesus in the Anabaptist faith. It's impossible. That's like following Jesus in lies. That's like following Jesus in man-made traditions. That's like following Jesus in heresy. God doesn't hear the prayers of sinners, sir. You need to repent. John 9 tells us that. Go look it up. God does not hear the prayers of sinners. You got to repent, cry out to God, become a child of God, then you've got the ear of God. When you live in sin, you don't have God's ear. God is not compelled to hear you. God doesn't hear you. So we just keep loving the truth of God, and we just represent it. And we stand. The Bible says in Ephesians to stand. When you've done everything you can to stand, then stand. And that's what we've done today. We've put the mockers away. We've handed out some gospel cards. The truth has been proclaimed. It'll go up on the website. We got a ton of Pinecraft videos already. Ton of articles that expose the Anabaptist faith. Maybe tomorrow sometime, or Monday. We'll be preaching tomorrow too. There'll be this preach will go up, and you can see the video and the audio. We don't make any money on the internet. I'm retired. I support myself. My brother works and supports himself. We don't take people's money. But yet the Anabaptist faith is all about money. I was saying this earlier. The Anabaptists that I know from central Wisconsin, central Missouri, down to here. Whenever I talk to them about a metal roof, or if I were to ask them about a shed, or some produce, or maybe buying a horse when I used to be a worldly man, oh, they'll talk your leg off. Whip a gospel card out and talk to them about Jesus. And you know what all these lying hypocrites tell me? Oh, we do that in German. We don't know how to talk about that in English. But they know how to talk about mammon in English. They'll talk your leg off for hours making money. But they don't want to talk about the gospel to eternal life. This is the fruit. If you were a fruit tree, test your fruit. According to Matthew 7, a tree is known by its fruit. If you live in traditions and false ways, you have false fruit. Repent, young man. Repent, young man. The foolishness of the youth and the adults that allow it to go on and they've learned it from them is just amazing to me. All that behavior, unbecoming of godly people. Godly people are holy. They're humble. They love the word of God. Ready? How come Anabaptists don't hunger and thirst for righteousness? They don't, because they don't live righteousness. Why is that? Jesus said, my words are true. I come from the Father. You cannot hear my words because you're not of my Father. And in John 8, I got to tell you, I said it earlier. If you don't hear these words I'm telling you from God's word, you are a child of Satan. Go read John 8. Go read it. Somebody open their Bible, man. Jesus said, if you can't hear my words, it's because you're of your father, Satan. If Satan's your father, you're a child of God, child of Satan, not a child of God. You're either a child of God or you're a child of Satan. Anabaptists are a child of Satan. Why? It's full of lies. Brother, who's the father of lies? Satan is the father of lies. This is true. It's a true saying. That unless you lose your life for Christ, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbors. Last thought. A bunch of men telling me, brother, brother, brother. This is my brother. Why? He's come out of the world and he came out of the Anabaptist faith. Those are my sisters. Why? They came out of the world. You're not my brother if you live in a bunch of false ways. That's fruit. You're not even born of God. You're following the Mennonites, the Amish, the German Baptists. You're following the ways of the world. You dress like the world, act like the world, live like the world. You do. You're not my brother or sister. We'd like you to be brothers and sisters, but here's the cost. Salvation is a free gift, but here's the cost. You got to lose your memo net. All your friends and family and your job will have to go if you become a true disciple of Christ. Did you ever hear dropping your nets? Drop your memo net, men, and follow Jesus and be real men. Don't be feminized like the Mennonites and the Amish are. Don't be worldly. Don't be compromised. Lose your life to follow Jesus Christ. That's my plea to you today. Take everything we've said and go to the scriptures and test yourself to the Word of God. And if you would test yourself to the Word of God, you will find you're far from it. Christ did not shed his blood for you to live in compromise. Repent and obey the gospel. Don'tperish.com and our website has all kinds of articles. Look up followgospel.com, all for free. We love you, and Lord willing, we will be back one day. Repent and obey the gospel, Anabaptists, or you're going to lose your souls. What's that?
You're on the wrong side of the street.
I am? Who says? Look at all these people on the wrong side of the road. Did you tell them that? I don't think so. You're a partial, foolish old man. You need to repent. We love you. Hey, brother.
Are you up for hitting McDonald's for a while?
Sure, definitely. Yeah,
yeah, well, I'll have sister send you the place where we're going.
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
I have to bite my tongue a couple times.
I know. You did good, brother. You did good. You did good.
I'm glad I was able.
You're learning reserve around these old Anabaptist people.
I had to call out the old man. I hope it wasn't disrespectful what I did, but I had to call him out.
I was looking
and there's that woman, that young girl, and then those boys literally burning circles and foolish.
Yeah, I know.
It just meant.
No, your call out was good. Your call out was absolutely fine.
Did you get the gospel, sir?
Yes, I did.
I didn't.
Test yourself, sir. If you're a Mennonite.
Are you a Mennonite?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you can't follow that.
Well, I would agree there's a lot of things wrong in the Mennonite faith.
But if you stay in there, can I help you? I love you. You're my neighbor. Wrong. You know what I hear in the world all the time? People tell me all the time, well, these people, they're broken. They're hurting. They're in what? What does the Bible call it?
The world.
Sin.
Oh, in sin, okay.
Sin. Not a lot of things wrong, sir. There's a lot of sin. And what will sin do to your soul if you practice it?
Destroy your soul.
You're practicing it in the Mennonite faith.
So there'll be no Mennonites in heaven?
No, not one. There won't be one Catholic, there won't be one Lutheran, there won't be one Baptist. You know why? Those people that were in there repented and came out and don't call themselves that anymore. Will there be any gay people in heaven?
No.
But they can repent of it and come.
Correct.
Amen. You got to repent of it and come out. You got to repent of it and come out. Doesn't that make sense?
Well, that's an interesting perspective.
God's word.
It's the biblical perspective. Why don't you try to open the scriptures and read the scriptures instead of following the platitudes of man and traditions of men? Why don't you follow the scriptures? Were you born a Mennonite?
Yes.
Have you ever tested it to God's word? Obviously not, because you're still in it.
Explain to me your thought process to the church.
Thought process for church? What does the Bible say? Christ established his body. How many bodies are there according to the Bible? One. So why is there a Mennonite, an Amish, an Evangelical, a Baptist, a Lutheran, a Catholic? There's one. If you're in the true one, you're in one. We're in one. We don't have any denomination. Do we need a denomination? Where's the denominations in the Bible? My brother just read the verses over there. Maybe you weren't here yet. He read in 1 Corinthians 1:10, all be united in the same things, one mind, speaking the same things. Guy says, I'm Apollos, I'm a Paul, I'm a Cephas. Paul says, you carnal men, is Christ divided? That's what you guys have done. You've divided everything up with a bunch of man-made names, and here's the problem. The biblical gospel, the shed blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us and his resurrection that makes a way for us through repentance. If you're willing to repent and turn from all your false ways, and if you're born again by the Spirit of God, you don't even need a street preacher here to point out these things I'm telling you. The Bible and the Word of God would be pulling you because the Holy Spirit teaches you all truth. I wouldn't need to do this job. I wouldn't have to spend my life and my money. It's God's money. Traveling the country, neither would my brother, calling out to religious people saying, turn from your sin. But it's needed. Why? Because you're living in your sin. You're following false ways. You're compromised. If you were truly born of God by the gospel and had the Holy Spirit teaches you all truth. I always boast in Christ. The first year that we were Christians, my wife and I were alone. Everyone left us. In the first year, just the Bible and the Holy Spirit. I'm not this smart. I couldn't do it. We had 95% of the doctrine right that we preach today 16 years later. We did have to correct our dress. We didn't learn about that for a while. 95% in 1 year. I look at Anabaptists that have been Anabaptists for, look, we're surrounded again. Anabaptists for decades, and they don't even know Christmas is a pagan holiday. Easter is a pagan holiday. Good Friday. Let me hit you with this. I haven't done it all day. I got to do it. Is Jesus a liar? How many days did he say he'd be in the grave?
3 days.
And how many nights?
3 nights.
Can you get 3 nights and 3 days from Friday night to Sunday morning? Yeah. It's a lie from Roman Catholicism handed down to Martin Luther. The Anabaptists took it and kept practicing it. It makes Jesus a liar. He can't be our Messiah if he's a liar. Jesus died on Wednesday, the day before the high Sabbath, Thursday. He rose again on Saturday. Brother, why did he rise on Saturday?
He's our Sabbath rest.
He's our Sabbath rest. Hebrews 4, you're all practicing a bunch of traditions of man that Mark 7 says makes your worship of God in vain. Your false traditions makes your worship of God in vain. If you had the Holy Spirit, you wouldn't need me to point this out. He's the best teacher there is. But we have to go and tell people, you really need to repent and be born again, neighbors. You really need to test yourselves, your fruit. You really have the evidence in the fruit that you're not born of God at all. I don't know, maybe some of you, maybe a bunch of you are mockers. Maybe some of you are hungry because we just left and we're by our vans and you followed us over here. Does any men, let me start with men, have any legitimate questions that isn't mockery?
I do.
Okay.
I'm just
come close. I have a bad ear.
Just interested in know.
Of course. If you're not mocking, if you're mocking, we'll shut you down. But
no,
go ahead.
No intention.
Thank you.
So, I actually, when I was